An international relations expert, Dr. Mohamed Imbing Chambers, has described the late President John Evans Atta Mills as a great leader who is not moved by pertinent criticisms. Speaking at the second memorial lecture for late President Mills, Dr. Chambers said, though President Mills faced strong internal and external resistance, his style as a leader paved the way for him to succeed.
Despite the vilification and persecution of his party and personalities while in opposition, President Atta Mills steadfastly resisted the temptation to subject the now defeated MPP stalwart to the same dose of revenge, much to the irritation and anger of powerful forces within his NDC. Like Mahatma Gandhi, he believed that, quote, an eye for an eye will only end up making the whole world blind, end of quote. He was perhaps one of the most vilified leaders in Ghana's history for his apparent go-slow approach to governance, self-effacing personality, and lack of radicalism. But he widened the spheres of due process, rule of law, and free speech more than any other leader. He believed in the dynamism and potential of the youth and entrusted a record number of young technocrats with positions of responsibilities in his government. He did not believe in the overflocked cliches that had become the favorite of typical African politicians, always talking about the future belonging to the youth and urging the youth to wait for their turn. He trusted the enthusiasm and dynamism of the youth, but mentored and monitored and urged them to be humble and accountable.
Dr. Chambers said the late Professor Mills played a crucial role in restoring peace and tranquility to Cote d'Ivoire after the post-election conflict.
If I may turn to Prof. Atta Mills in the context of regional peace and security, and hear his nuanced position during the post-election crisis in Cote d'Ivoire is worth recounting. One would have expected an activist role from a neighbor like Ghana. But President Mills was not the activist type on the international scene. However, my private contacts with him were reassuring to the effect that he preferred private diplomacy in persuading President Gbagbo to leave office. He left me no doubt that as a Democrat, he would not support a sit-tight president to remain in office. I was probably the first to give President Mills the news that President Gbagbo was about to lose a second round. President Mills asked me if I had any information from Cote d'Ivoire. I relayed to him what my EU colleague, Filberto, had told me. The response of President Mills was, quote, then President Gbagbo must accept the results and step down. We cannot support him. If he loses and refuses to step down and wants to hang on to power, we cannot support him. This remained his position throughout the post-election crisis. ECOWAS leadership declared that it would take all steps to remove the president from office. The ECOWAS Committee of Chiefs of Defense Staff meet at the end of the Abuja meeting. It was decided that efforts would be made to utilize force to ensure normalcy was restored in Cote d'Ivoire. President Atta Mills objected to any military intervention in Cote d'Ivoire. Breaking ranks, Ghana came out clearly that it would not allow its territory as a staging post for any ECOWAS planned attack on Cote d'Ivoire and would also deny overflight rights to a military operation. At the time, however, the nuanced position of President Atta Mills on Cote d'Ivoire was easily misconstrued by many, including perhaps some who served him.
International relations expert Dr. Ibn Chambers speaking at the second memorial lecture organized for late President Mills.
Now, earlier, hundreds of Ghanaians today ignored a nationwide demonstration called by organized labor in order to attend a remembrance and wreath-laying ceremony in memory of former President Mills, who died in office 2 years ago. The ceremony was attended by President John Mahama, Vice President Emisa Afa, former President Rawlings and Speaker of Parliament Do Ajaro, among other dignitaries. In exhortation, Reverend Dr. Ni Amudah, who espoused the virtues of the late president and asked the living to emulate him, he expressed the hope that though dead, Professor Mills is still living because he loved God. A report by Bubu Klinogo.
Reporting for Radio Ghana.